We do expect to see positive job creation near the end of this year, early next year. But it's going to take a while, given the pace of growth, for the unemployment rate to come back down to levels that we would be more comfortable with.
Bad news, good news, bad news, a little bit of everything. That was Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke testifying before Congress yesterday. Last night, President Obama added, and I quote, "I'll be honest, new hirings are the last to come back," unquote. So where does that leave the jobless today? Can they afford to wait? Joining us now is Roger Lowenstein, who writes in his article for this Sunday's New York Times Magazine that the lack of job hiring is more troubling than job losses. Also joining us is Fred Winner. He runs a welding company in Western Ohio, and he's had to let go many employees while at the same time he's seen his work hours cut. Finally, we have Boreas Van Nieuwhuis, who lost his job last November as a carpenter in Kauai, in Hawaii. He is still looking for work. Welcome to all of you. And Roger Lowenstein, let me start with you. Why should we be more concerned with the lack of hiring than with the job loss rate?
Well, good morning. Because as brutal as the job losses have been, there are only so many people that can be fired or lose their jobs before everything shuts down. And eventually that process will stop. But over time, what regenerates the economy are new jobs. Over 10 to 15 years, a great portion of the jobs that we have are jobs that never used to exist. The person on the show before talking about synthesizing music and so on, all these new firms, these are the things that keep breathing life into the economy. And if for some reason we stop creating jobs, the next generation, even this one, get in trouble.
And this obviously is all what you cover, I know, in your article in Sunday's New York Times Magazine. But let me ask you this. There is a lag, is there not, in the economic downturn between what we see and then the effect on workers. It's going to get a lot worse, isn't it, before it gets better?
I don't have a crystal ball, but generally it gets less. It gets worse before, even when the economy turns around. That is to say, even when factories start producing things again, or when your welder has more work. In the beginning, they don't go out and hire someone to do the extra welding. They say, let's just have the welders we have on site now do a little more, because we're not certain yet if this upturn is going to last, and we don't want to commit, or maybe we can't get a loan yet to hire people. So in the beginning, people just work a little harder.
Indeed, and we actually have a welder who we'll be talking to in just a minute. But first, I do want to bring in our guests who know firsthand about this, and Farai has a very special relationship with one of them. Farai?
Yeah, I actually met Boreas Van Nieuwhuis. You're the brother of a friend of mine. I got to go to one of the most amazing, beautiful paradises in the world, which is where you live, Kauai, Hawaii. But, I was walking around, I saw these $12 million houses, and you're a carpenter, and what happened to the economy?
Well, things slowed down here a lot. It was booming for many years on Kauai with a lot of construction of high-end homes. Like, wealthy people would come here, build vacation homes, and that's what the kind of work I was doing. And all of a sudden, things started to fall through, and jobs that were lined up got put off or canceled, and people started getting laid off, and I got laid off, and there wasn't a lot of more stuff going on to go out and get another job. So it's been pretty slow here.
So Boreas, Lynn Scher here, you have Roger, by the way, points out in his piece that one out of six construction workers is out of work. You've had to look elsewhere, right?
Yeah, I mean, mostly I haven't been working too much, but I did get a temporary job with the Census Bureau for a while, and, that was something that kept me busy for a while and was good. But as far as construction, there's not too much. A lot of people in my position have been picking up smaller jobs just to try to keep busy. But as far as the steady work, there's a lot less.
Let me bring in Fred Winner now. He is, in fact, the man who runs a welding company in Western Ohio. Mr. Winner, have your hours been cut because of the recession?
Well, we're probably down to 35 stops per week.
From what, Mr. Winner?
Well, we used to work 40, 45, 50 last year, the year before.
And how many people have you had to lay off so far?
Well, we laid about seven off. We're down to two of them. We're just trying to keep two of us busy.
Ben Bernanke from the Federal Reserve has an answer for that. Let's take a listen.
They find themselves with atrophying skills and inability to find work once the economy has recovered. And so I would call to your attention the possibility of expanding training and other programs that would help people maintain those skills or develop new skills.
Fred Winter, are you willing to retrain, or can your folks retrain?
Well, I suppose the younger ones could. I'm going to be 65 in a couple of days. I'm not too much worried about it, but I guess the younger ones will have to if the work's not there.
Doesn't sound good. Carpentry, welding, Roger Lowenstein, is this going to just keep getting worse and worse?
Well, what your other guest pointed out, that they're working less and working part-time, that's one of the things that makes it seem as though it will get worse or take a long time to recover, because if companies were on the verge of needing new workers, the workers they already had would be working full-time. But if people are working fewer hours, and actually in the last month survey, we're down to a record low since they've been keeping the data of 33 hours a week for the people who are working. Well, presumably then, you know, when there is a little more welding to do, when there is a little more construction work on those wealthy homes in Hawaii, which sound great, by the way, the people who already have jobs will work a few hours longer each week, and we'll have to sort of run through them, get them back up to speed, the people who are still working, before we, you know, actually start looking for new hires and getting new people jobs.
Indeed. And I have a feeling we'll be continuing this conversation. Roger Lowenstein from the New York Times, read his piece in this Sunday's magazine. Fred Winter from Western Ohio and Boreas Van Nooyhuis from Kauai. Thanks to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.